With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer, the Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star, Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality, Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter too, at VOC Nation.
Okay, guys, let's play a little hockey. Welcome everybody to the final episode of Obey the Puck this year. What an interesting year. I'm sure nobody else thought of something clever to say about what a year this was of our Lord Phil Collins' 2020, but we've made it so far. Here we are, the year-end episode. We actually have some new news to talk about. Other than that, if we didn't, we were going to take off again this week, but since we have things to talk about, we are here. With me, as always, is Kelly and Paul. We'll talk about social media at the end of the episode. Please hang on there for the link to where to listen to this later if you've missed it. But thank you for coming to my Twitch, to the live show. I just realized also in the camera shot is our Dachshund calendar. And behind me here is Gritty, all ready for Christmas, right there. So before I forget this one, you actually had, Paul, I'll go to you first. You had some breaking news right before the show started. Unfortunate news. It's kind of messed up considering what you know about who and why, but go ahead, Paul.
Oh, no, I lost it. But there was breaking news that...
Let's just talk about the story, not your brain, Paul.
My brain is breaking? Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's been a long day. That's what happens when you get a COVID test. They stab your brain with a...
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, I was going to say Walter Gretzky's dad, his house was robbed, burglarized, and over $500,000 worth of memorabilia was stolen.
Insane. If anybody knows anything about Walter Gretzky, he had a stroke. Is it 10, 20 years now?
It's been a while. Yeah, it was before the movie we were talking about.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So to take advantage of that, you kind of suck to do that. But this is not the first time that's ever happened.
No, the story does sound familiar.
Yeah, as if people have tried to bring steal him before. Well, happy holidays, and I hope you get run over by a car if you stole his stuff. Thank you. That was my That was my comment on stealing from Walter Gretzky. You kind of suck. But here's the thing. You can't sell it, right?
No.
You can't sell it because you're going to get busted.
Yeah, what do you do with it?
So, Kelly bought me a Christmas present today. This is hockey related. I don't know if you saw this, but we like to talk about new jerseys and stuff on this show, and the Phantoms have a new jersey, believe it or not. They have a new home jersey, and I liked it enough to where I said, believe it or not, Paul, instead of the reverse retro and giving the NHL that money, I'm going to give it to the AHL. And it literally couldn't have been an hour after they announced their whiteout, winter whiteout jersey, which is their new home jersey, it was ordered. I want this for Christmas. Okay, get it. Yeah!
That just came out today, didn't it?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
About an hour. Have you seen it?
Yeah, because you posted, I got one, or something like that.
Oh, there. I did, yeah. On Bay the Puck, I said, ordered. I tagged him in it, and I was like, I would like this, please. When they moved to – Kelly and I were talking about it today. Now that I've bought this, though, they are going to bring the purple jersey back. You watch. But we were talking about it today. It has to be like an identity thing or a conscious decision to stay away from the purple. Because there's no way anybody in the Phantoms looks down at the team below them, the Royals, and goes, nah, purple looks like crap. Don't want it. It just boggles the mind. However, in defense of the Phantoms, because of course I'll defend them. Can't imagine why. When they moved to Lehigh Valley, I didn't like the striping on that road jersey. That weird curve on the bottom. I just thought it was, wow. That black and orange third they came out with was the best, but I'll say about that, like I said about every single Phantom jersey since they left Philly, it's missing purple. And while this doesn't have purple, the striping and the string was enough to where I was like, I must have this. So, and I liked it better than the reverse retro, so what else do you need, you know?
Tim and I were talking the other day about how purple is a very underutilized color in uniforms. There's not many teams that use purple. I think more should.
Let's connect it back to the Phantoms. Kelly, what's your favorite color?
Purple.
Okay. Just to be clear to everybody listening. With the Phantoms, who looks at the minor league team right below you, the level below you, go, I don't like the way that looks. Who looks at your old home jersey, which I have, thankfully. I have actually all three original road home and visiting and third jersey, the black, the purple, and the white. Who looks at that and goes, nah. Who looks over at the LA Kings reverse retro or the original LA Kings jersey and goes, nah, black and white looks better. There's nothing wrong with the black and white Kings jerseys, but
Wayne Gretzky.
Hey, he's retired. He doesn't. He's not a factor anymore.
It was his fault.
Well, I know it was his fault, but my point stands. He's not a factor anymore. He's gone. He didn't even win a cup there. That's it. Right? Over. What other? You guys, Kelly, you first. What other hockey teams have used purple that much? Like more than just like a small accent. Didn't the brass did, didn't they?
Yeah, some of the I-10 teams did. But the brass usually used black. It was purple was an accent. It was the Mardi Gras color. So.
Got you.
Yeah. It's usually the. It's just a highlight. I'm trying to think of other, the Royals. Off and on. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Paul, are you missing any teams?
I just did, this was weird. I just did a search. hockey team's purple uniforms. You know what the first one that popped up was?
Orlando?
Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh.
No, they didn't. But in an all-star game, they used they wore purple. The Mighty Ducks wore purple for a little bit.
Oh, God, yeah. The Mighty Ducks.
Eggplant. The IHL Solar Bears did.
Yeah, when we were talking about this, we were talking about football teams. And, you know, you talk about the Vikings, and then we talk about the Colorado Rockies wear purple now. Yeah, the Kings were the only hockey team I could think of off the top of my head. How about this reverse retro Coyotes jersey's purple?
Space Coyote.
Up yours, Space Coyote.
Real quick, before I comment further, this is what the new Phantoms jersey looks like. And I just like the stripe. It's simple, but I liked it enough where I was like, you know what? That's pretty sharp. I'll take that.
I like it.
Clean looking. That's the word for it. Clean is a good word for it. Clean is a good word for it. Kelly, your live thoughts. You're supposed to hate on it anyway.
It's all right.
See?
But no word mark.
Yes. This is true. Well, the Phantoms logo is just the best. I love that logo. It just works on so many levels. But that striping is funky.
For the record, what's your favorite logo in hockey? Phantoms jersey. Phantoms.
Well, I'd say the Phantoms probably my favorite logo.
Oh, I was trying to think of other teams that had the purple in them. What was I going to say?
The Niagara Purple Eagles in college wear purple.
I was going to say something about, oh, yeah, you mentioned the Coyotes jersey. Again, who looks at, as far as I'm concerned, we talked about it, and thank you all who went to YouTube and watched that episode. That was the most popular Obey the Puck episode since we started uploading to YouTube.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We're not to Stadium Journey. New Haven Knights.
They were black with purple, though, I think.
Don't ruin my dreams, Paul.
I like the Light Knights logo. I thought that was cool.
That's a great logo. I know it's really good because you see it all the time in kids hockey.
Yeah. What, a Connecticut team that did not call themselves the Whale or Whalers or something?
Yeah, exactly.
This looks like an LA Kings jersey from the late 90s, early 2000s. Is that on purpose?
No, they had nothing to do with the Kings. They wished they did, but no, it was that's the
that was the Federal League.
United Hockey League.
That's right, before it was even the Federal League, United League.
I will say this. That's it. There's enough purple in there where I'm gonna count that one.
You're gonna allow it? Woohoo!
Yeah. I did go to a New Haven Knights game once.
What Boy, league was that is lousy that? Hockey. I don't even remember what league that
was. That was the United League, like Kelly was saying.
Yeah, oh United. Jesus Christ.
Never mind. I went to two United Hockey League games. And I might have been the only person who witnessed, and that's the only two games I witnessed. And it had the most stable team and two teams that didn't even last that season. So I went to Fort Wayne and I saw the Comets play the Columbus Stars, who didn't last the entire season, and the Kansas City Mavericks or something like that. They lasted the season but folded immediately.
How many leagues were the Comets in? Jeez.
The Comets have been in every league but the A.
Yeah.
Every, like, double A.
I think New Haven lasted two seasons, but I may be wrong. It might have only been one.
No, it's two. Yeah, yeah. 2000, 2001, and then 2001, 2002.
The only thing I remember was there was a guy on the team named Homer, and he was running around trying to just take everybody's head off. He was just running around the ring trying to start trouble. And he went for this big hit and missed somebody, and I yelled out, "Don't!" And it was an empty rink, so it echoed, and everybody heard it. And you just—I got—that was like the best joke I ever told in my life. Everybody was—the whole place erupted. You know, as much as 300 people can erupt.
Right, exactly.
It was more. It was more of a. Ha-ha.
It's the clip of the Monty Python used to use of the old women clapping.
Yeah, or that old Matt line from MASH. You tell the kind of jokes where you don't laugh; you just kind of say, "Ha ha, clever."
That is the kind of jokes I strive for. I got one on Friday during our stream. I was very proud of that one. Looks like they're rushing. You know, you're fighting gun game and you're building around, and someone says, oh, they're Russian. And I said, well, no, they're probably German. One friend who probably never heard it before went, nice. And that's exactly the laugh that you're describing, Paul. I claim victory on that one.
We'll take our grins when we get them.
Well, I was editing. I was taking the, you know, I edit my own videos. And for those who are going to joke and say, yeah, we can tell bullshit, I am very good at what I do, and I'm better than you. But I'm sitting there, and I have the volume up. And, not you, Paul. I meant people who listen to this.
I just know Steven Spielberg was watching this.
No, I don't. I'm this is not his level. I meant on this level, which is bottom. I have the audio up.
Maybe one notch.
But I have the audio up as I'm, you know, editing together the clips, and that comes up, and Kelly hears it, and I just look over, and she's just, she's not looking at me. She's just going, So that's how funny I am around here. Okay, to the nitty gritty. Well, actually, Kelly, the ECHL, not the nitty gritty behind me, but the ECHL actually started, which is cool because I can't remember. So you're going to have to tell me there's quite a few teams that aren't even playing this year.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I can't figure it out because they don't have it all in one place.
Oh, why would they do that?
Which is really annoying.
Why would they make it? Friendly website, yes.
It's split too. They've got 13 teams currently playing. The entire Northern Division bowed out. And then Atlanta bowed out, Cincinnati bowed out, and Norfolk.
11 out of the 26, according to this, bowed out completely.
Yeah.
So Fort Wayne Comets, Toledo Walleye, and the Railers, the Mariners, the Royals, the Growlers, the Thunder, the Beast, the Gladiators, and the Admirals.
Okay. You know, they played the first two games of the season, so they've split. The first part of the season is there's 6 weeks to it. The first 2 weeks they're just playing on Friday and Saturday. I'm kind of surprised that first two games were, or two game days were Friday and Saturday last week. So Utah and Rapid City played each other in Rapid City, and they just played each other back to back. But then everyone else who played traveled around, which is baffling to me, but okay. Kansas City and Indiana played the first night. Greenville and South Carolina played first night. Wichita and Tulsa and Jacksonville and Florida played the first night. And then on Saturday, Orlando played Florida. Greenville played Jacksonville. Indiana played Wheeling, and Allen played Tulsa. So, brilliant planning.
Great.
And you know awesome. Who's still playing, I found out? Wacy Rabbit plays in Jacksonville.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got to be up there now.
Yeah, I was just looking at some of the notes heading into the Saturday games there. And was it Nathan Plesch, P-L-E-C-H or whatever? He's like third in all-time ECHL games now and sixth in assist or something like that. I'm like, I remember that guy.
So I have a question. All these teams that are affiliated, there's probably not a problem. Like Reading's not going anywhere because that's been a problem for a while. I don't know if you've looked at attendance there. But the team like the Admirals, Kelly, you're more familiar with the ups and downs of Virginia,
yeah.
Hockey in Virginia and the area. Yeah. How bad of a situation is that not opting out?
I don't know. It certainly doesn't bode well. That's an interesting market. that's that's worthy of a deep dive on like the stadium journey.
Well, I was about to ask how many teams have played in, how many franchises have played in the scope.
I forget when the scope is built, but so you have the Tidewater Wings in the 70s, who play at Hampton Coliseum, and then wind up at the scope.
I'll tell you in a second. But
has Scope been around that long?
That's what I'm trying to remember when the scope comes in. I know the Hampton Coliseum was around in the 70s.
I'll tell you right now as soon as it loads. So keep going.
Then the Hampton Aces, the Jersey Aces that relocated.
Are you kidding?
No.
They went to freaking Norfolk?
Yeah.
From Cherry Hill to Norfolk?
Yeah.
How random is that?
You have the ill-fated Tidewater Sharks, which was in the Southern Hockey League.
I have an answer real quick. Mm-hmm. It was open in 71.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they probably split the games. I think they did that most of the time with teams that were Tidewater or Norfolk or whatever, especially in the 70s for some reason.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that where Dr. J made the ABA famous? Mm-hmm. It was in Norfolk, right, for the Squires?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's their claim to fame. The ABA, I mean.
Yeah.
And he was like, see ya. Or the ABA was like, see in general. But yeah, go ahead. Anyway.
There's a bunch of kind of 1 and 2 year teams down there until the ECHL kind of forms out of the ashes of all those different leagues. And actually they're not in the first year of the ECHL. I think they're a second year team, something like that. And Hampton Roads becomes kind of a powerhouse of the ECHL. John Brophy's insane and drags them to 3 titles, and just that town loved that team. Much like Long Island and the Ducks when Brophy was a player in Long Island, like that town just absolutely loved that team. They didn't care what level they were playing at, and the old school ECHL days was not double A hockey. They claimed it was double A hockey. It wasn't, but it was fun. It was really fun, especially a John Brophy coach team. You were going to get your money's worth. So that team just did really, really well, and because of that, on the ice, but also attendance-wise. And because of that, they were invited to join the AHL. And initially, I think there was some pushback on that. Fans didn't want the AHL.
What?
They liked the teams that they had. They didn't want to be a farm team where, you're kind of much more at the mercy of the NHL, where the NHL team can say, you need to play these 5 guys, and I don't care what the record is. They need 20 minutes a night because they need to develop, because I need them 3 weeks or whatever the case may be. So there was some pushback on that, but Norfolk did really well pretty much off the bat in the AHL. It also helped that everybody made the playoffs in those days in the AHL. the fan base adapted, and they were supported really well. Not as well as during the ECHL times, but they had good crowds there. And then all the moving around started. The Ducks pulled out all this kind of stuff, and they've gotten dropped back down to the ECHL, and the fan base is just not interested anymore, that initial fan base.
And that's a shame, because you just heard Kelly tiptoe around the history of hockey in Norfolk. That is a storied and legendary hockey story.
Well, the last couple of years there in the AHL, they were the Blackhawks affiliate during the middle of that run. And then they were a Lightning affiliate when they had some incredible players and team. I mean, you know, stars were playing there regularly. And then all of a sudden it's like, sorry, the Ducks are moving their team out to California and you're in the ECHL now. Kind of like what's happened to a bunch of the baseball teams.
It's like, excuse me, I have some questions and issues with all of this. Hello? That's a shame, because you figure AHL is pretty much secure, right? Are there any teams that are really in danger of taking the year off, considering the circumstances, and not getting cut out? I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know either. From my perspective, I don't think there'll be an AHL season.
Oh, no.
I think there'll be expanded rosters in the NHL, and AHL will take another year off. Yeah, we'll see what happens when they come back.
That I do think
the most sense, I think.
I do think they will definitely have a season end of next year. I don't think they go 2 years without it. And hopefully, and we're not going to get into COVID chat, but hopefully with what's rolled out has been rolled out, they can start playing. I'm not saying with fans. Well, I'm not saying with a lot of fans. I'm saying, you know, maybe they can start rolling that league back out because of.
By the fall, I think. Yeah, by the fall, I think we'll be on our way.
Sure. Yeah.
But
we're like going to be. Said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Like you said, that's a year off.
I'll say this. And that's and not that my however much money, I'm not going to disclose, it's not going to save the team. But when I compared the Phantoms and the Flyers jersey. And I said, the Phantoms need, like, I'll give the money to the Phantoms. You know what I mean? Like, I have no problem doing that at this point. NHL doesn't need it. And that jersey's not going anywhere. I'll get it next year. But this one I really wanted. And I thought, you know what? I'll support the minor league right now. Why not? Couldn't hurt.
Yeah. Which I cannot understand why the ECHL is playing. It makes no sense to me.
Well, look where the teams are. Bunch of red states.
But yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I didn't even see. Are they allowed to have people in for any of these? Or even if they are, it's got to be reduced capacity.
Mm-mm, no.
It's no fans.
As far as I know, it's no fans.
And we say reduced capacity is like people turn up like these are NHL teams. Like some of these teams would be thrilled to get 2,000 people in the building.
Some of these teams would get thrilled to get reduced capacity. sorry, I don't mean that as a FU, but it's like, well, look, Reading. I can't fathom how popular hockey, Flyers hockey is in that media area. And let's face it, as far as Reading and any hockey team in Pennsylvania, you're sandwiched between the Penguins and the Flyers. And how people aren't going to those games. And they were relatively successful in the last decade. So it worries me. It worries me less for them because they're affiliated with the Flyers than, you know, with the Admirals. But still, it's go to the game. If you don't like the NHL, what you're doing, you got Lehigh Valley, you got Reading. Go. Buy a jersey. It's purple. There you go. Back on track. Speaking of starting hockey, the NHL is starting hockey. And as far as just a name right off the bat, Kel, because I was looking at a bunch of stuff today, they are not going to have fans in the games if local restrictions dictate, because otherwise they will be allowing fans in. Mm-hmm. And they are going to do a normal, like the NBA, they're going to travel. So, based on that, we have an all-Canadian division, and they reconnoitered north-southeast. How do we feel going into this? It's kind of hard to – I'll say it like I said before. I miss hockey so much. We watch best of clips of stuff almost every day. Kelly less than me because I'm still obsessed with hockey, so I'll watch anything. We were watching – what was that great game we watched the other night where it was 3-1 and then all of a sudden it was 4-3 by the end of the game? It was Notre Dame – who was it again?
Ohio State and Notre Dame.
It was a great game. That's a great game. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch this. And then, of course, we finished the game. It was hockey, baby. And we'll get to the main, what I'm calling the main event, Paul. That's your job, just to give you a clue on when we're talking about that. But it's real hard for me to be excited about the NHL restarting when they just did the bubble and everything went fine. And what watching the cluster F of the MLB and the NFL and the NBA starting today and just, well, preseason still. In fact, we're playing you. Are you watching? No. Oh, yeah, they're playing the Celtics.
That's preseason. Who cares? Yeah.
I'm excited. I'd rather watch that than football. Me this year. But it's hard to watch all the other leagues get excited without thinking this is not going to work as well. And I'm sure they'll power through and they'll get the full 52 or 56 games. But what's that gentleman's name? That college kid that got sick, recovered, passed out at the game, and he's just woke up today and speaking to his parents and doctors. Devontae Jackson? I think I'm saying his name wrong.
I believe so. I think that's right.
I think you got it, though.
But it's like I feel bad that I'm excited, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? I'm excited, but I feel terrible.
Yeah.
And it makes me a hypocrite because I don't want to – I want to watch hockey, but I don't want to –
don't want to watch people possibly die
for the
game.
Yeah. I don't know. How you got Paul, I know how Kelly feels, so I'll let her go last, but Paul, you're going into the, it's happening, whether we like it
or not. Yeah, I mean, and this goes along with baseball and football. It's there, and I'm glad it's there, but I haven't been able to invest like normal.
Hold on. It's Keyonte. I've moved the consonants around.
Oh, okay.
Keyonte Johnson. Excuse me. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad to hear that he's they've woken him up.
I was nervous because he was in a medically induced coma just like yesterday. And then the update today is he's up and he's talking and breathing on his own. And I'm like, oh, my God. Which why it made me like until today, I was like, NHL starting. I'm like, oh, NHL starting. But anyway, I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm torn. Like you, I'm torn. I look at like what basketball's doing with that schedule, and I don't see any way that's going to work. It's so ambitious. It's 3 and 4 games a week. For this to work, you've got to cut your season way down, cut travel and cut exposure way down, and 2 games a week tops. But and so what if you do a 30-game season?
Are they playing is it a full season? I don't follow the
NBA
at all.
No, the NBA is playing like 4 games a week every other night. It's crazy.
They're doing the abbreviated like hockey, Kel. I don't remember the number of games, but it's not 82, no.
Are they but doing it's very condensed, yeah.
Back-to-back and
yeah.
State.
Are they doing the kind of like the baseball schedule where it's you go to
New York, not at all.
You play four there. Oh, see, that doesn't.
That doesn't make sense too. Exactly.
Yeah, hockey back-to-backs, we all know. I mean, as AHL fans, we all know the murder that schedule is on incredibly young elite athletes who have, you know, some of which have done it for several years, so their bodies are kind of conditioned to it. But, I mean, the wear and tear on those kids in the AHL trying to play three of four it's ridiculous. You're going to have these old guys with pre-existing conditions. And, oh,
yeah.
Boy. Yeah, they're going to need the AHL.
And you know how the flu rips through locker rooms on a regular basis in normal times. Yeah. Never mind COVID.
Yeah, Dan and I were talking about, remember that mumps outbreak like 2 years ago? Yeah.
They interviewed Crosby and like...
It looked like Quagmire.
Yeah, there might be a mumps outbreak. Gee, you think? His chin's out to here. Might be a problem. He looks great.
It's fine.
Your thoughts, Kelly, to piggyback off of what Paul was saying.
Yeah, I have no interest. And I'm so fed up with the league, and I don't
the country.
Care. Well, yeah. But just I just don't care. I'm not invested. I think that's a good word that Paul was talking about. I'm not invested in any of the sports. I'm just not that interested. I've been watching soccer, and you know, those are huge teams. They've been playing without fans up until last weekend, losing millions and millions of dollars. Now they are making money because they have huge TV contracts, but overall they're losing money. But they're just playing the games, and just kind of. But fans are not going to be part of it until they can do it safely. They had 2,000 fans at some of the stadiums and these huge soccer stadiums hold at a minimum usually about 30 to 40,000 people. So these are huge stands where they can spread people out. I don't know. I don't think America deserves organized sports at this point.
We can't have nice things.
We haven't earned it in any way, shape, or form.
I just look at this. There's light at the end of the tunnel. There is. It's out there now. And it's slowly going to start getting brighter. It is. And all the scientists said the same thing, that it was going to happen this way. And we'd all have to be patient. And quite frankly, too many people in this country were not goddamn patient enough. And I agree. You don't deserve nice things. I'll watch the DVDs of old games. I'll be okay. This me, I want, now thing is something that is, you're dealing with it while you're affecting people's lives. Not healthy, and mentally or physically, literally. And I'm not here, I'm not going to be like you. Judge. I've been doing everything I can. I'm not talking about living in fear and crawling into a corner, but Kelly and I have been doing everything we can to live our lives as normally as possible, but just go without a few things, like going to a hockey game, going to a baseball game, going to functions. I don't care. You're not big and bad. You're not like the dude in Jersey. I'm not going to get on a rant about it, Kelly. The dude in Jersey, the living embodiment of it being an impatient asshole. The guy in Belmar that keeps wanting to open his gym and defying is the same guy who killed a kid with a DUI years ago. He doesn't care about you. He's in it for himself. Stop being so goddamn impatient. The light is at the end of the tunnel. We are literally almost through this. We are, factually. September, we could roll out hockey. But right here, as Kelly says, the almighty dollar. And yes, I was fine with the bubble. I was content with that bubble. It worked. We could argue, well, you were fine with the bubble, but it worked.
Bubble's different than what they're going to try.
Yeah. So that argument is invalid. Sorry.
And also brings up the same question. The bubble required how many thousand tests?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tests that, you
for guys who were playing the game and the staff, and now you don't think that they're going to jump the line to get this vaccine for these guys?
Absolutely. Oh, it's already been said that,
of course, because sports.
Yeah, and the NHL had to backtrack and say, look, we'll purchase it when it's available for purchase. Mm. The story at first was just what you said, Kelly. They're going to jump the line. They're going to get it and, you know, vaccinate everybody, all the staffers and everything.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, wait a minute. When the bad PR came out, they were like, oh, no, wait, we meant.
You mean the same bad PR when it came out, the owners were asking for more money from these kids and these players, and then it got found out, and they were like, no, we never said that. I know you better than you know yourself, NHL. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll just
leave you for a second.
Done with this league. Done.
It's real hard. I understand. I can't argue with you're done, you know?
They did make two arrests on the Wayne Gretzky break-in.
Is this breaking news still?
I don't think so. They arrested two people related to the memorabilia, and it looks like they recovered everything.
Oh, good.
Which is good.
Leave Walter Gretzky alone, you bastards.
Yeah, just stop.
Leave Walter alone. He's been through that.
83-year-old man, yeah.
He's an 83-year-old stroke victim. And I mean that literally. Knock it the hell off. Almost dropped another curse again. Anyway.
Who are you, Brian Cooper?
Man, that was so funny. I was like, hey, this is going. Oh, there you go.
Queens.
That's so funny.
You can take the bait out of Queens.
You can't. It was so funny because I think we're going to talk to this nice Toronto gentleman. And it's like, oh, I'm from fucking Queens. Oh. All right. Got it. With that being said, and the league starting up, the one I was most excited about is finally happening. Paul.
Kelly, I got a league that you cannot be done with.
Okay.
Well, actually, they're done with me this year, unfortunately, but the NWHL announced how they are going to run their season this year, and they're going to follow in the footsteps of the National Women's Soccer League, the WNBA, the National Lacrosse League, and the Premier Lacrosse League. They're going to play their whole season in a two and a half week time period in a bubble. And with some outside-of-the-box thinking, their bubble is going to be in Lake Placid, New York, at Herb Brooks Arena. How perfect is that?
Interesting.
So they're going to have the six teams play round robin. Yeah, everybody plays everybody once, so that'll give them a 5-game regular season. Top four teams make the playoffs. Single game elimination, so two semifinals and a final, and we have a season.
Oh, okay.
All in the bubble of Lake Placid. So no need for lowly PA announcers, unfortunately. So I get the season off.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, that sounds like that will work for the women's lives outside of hockey.
Well, yeah, and when you think about it, this is really the only way a league like the NWHL could have done their season, because all the players have day jobs. They're teachers, they're scientists, they're trainers, I mean, they're coaches. So they can't isolate for a 4-month season. They can't take an extended period of time. So 2-week season, boom, you can take that time off your job. Most of us can do that. And the best news about this is they're paying every player their full salary for the season.
Wow.
Whether they play or whether they opt out, they're getting paid their whole season. Their whole contract is being honored.
Nice.
So how beautiful is that?
I will say an advantage of being a smaller league is that they can – here's the money we gave you. It's not millions of dollars that the billionaire owners are going to argue over. It's one league. They have the same goal to build the league bigger. And this is circumstances we can't control. Here's your money. We'll be back next year.
And I tell you, the sponsors have been lining up for all the teams. You know, for a while there are only two privately owned teams in the league right now. But I've been hearing news on the regular about different sponsors lining up with the different teams, and it's been fantastic to see.
Well, that's great. I hope they
support. Yeah.
I hope they find a TV outlet for it. That would be fantastic.
You would think, with the lack of regular sports schedule, that somebody would be like, can we broadcast your games?
And end of January, I think it starts like January 20th, 24th, something like that. So end of January, beginning of February, perfect time.
Meeting
programming.
That'd be great.
It's hockey. It's
love to watch hockey, it. Man. I'd love to watch it. That'd be wonderful. I know they were using Twitch last year, so that's
they still
good.
Will be. So
I was gonna say we can because I got the hookup for Twitch. We'll watch it like regular TV. But
yeah, league, it would be great if they could get it on some kind of television where more people could see it. You need to grow the audience.
I was gonna say that's what I was gonna say. It would be nice to see somebody go, this is hockey. Put it on TV. NBC, ESPN, anybody?
Look at the ratings that the NWSL did for their bubble. Look at the ratings the WNBA did. There's a market out there. If you put women's sports on TV, people will watch them.
Yeah, crazy talk.
I know.
It's interesting to me how a guy won't notice how little coverage a woman's sport get until your friend points it out and tweets every time. That's great. You know, this happened in women's sports today. Did you cover that? Not one article. I'm like, got it. What did LeBron James eat for dinner tonight? ESPN, do you know? Yes.
Yeah, they know.
They know.
And there'll be an update at 10.
Yeah, at 10, he finished his meal.
Had a nice BM.
Yeah, no, good BM. He's ready to go for the game tomorrow. He's the world champion. Is there anything I missed?
World Junior Championships start up, at Christmas.
They do?
Yeah. Ooh, what a mess.
I missed that.
And that's been a mess getting the teams out there. Where is it? Is it Belarus?
No, they're going to play it in the Edmonton bubble.
What?
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Why were teams in Europe then?
I think that was the problem. I think they had to relocate it because it was – I don't think Belarus was the problem. It was going to be co-hosted by two countries, and one of the countries was the major issue. I'm not sure which one it was, but I think they just decided that they were going to – we're just going to move it up. Look, we've got a bubble. Let's use that. So it's just going to be a similar setup to what they use for the playoffs. Then starts on Christmas Day and runs through January 5th.
Well, I know what I'm watching Christmas Day.
Wonder Woman.
17 NBA games.
Good point, Kelly. Good point. You got me there.
I think the only other thing, which I thought was interesting, was that Holtby issued an apology.
Oh, I saw that.
For the mask design that he unveiled, and says that he's going to work with an indigenous artist to create a new design, which I was glad to see. I don't know if you could make a better apology.
Yeah,
he apologized.
Wonderfully. Yeah,
he literally said, I messed up. I learned from this experience, and I'm going to proactively make it right the right way.
Yeah, that's based on him, him being in Washington. That's the kind of person he is, as far as I know, based on his public persona. So that was good to see. Nothing against Dave Gunnarsson, who's the Swedish-based artist who did the initial design, which was fine, but he's Swedish. And it was a Thunderbird imagery, which of course has ties to Northwest indigenous population. But I'm thrilled to see anyone besides Dave Gunnarsson do goalie masks, because I am really sick of Gunnarsson's style. He does all the goalie masks pretty much. They all look the same. They're beautiful. I'm not doubting his artistic intent. He's a great artist, but it all looks the same. There's a big image. There's ghost images. There's tiny. It's all the same kind of template at this point. So I'd really like to see someone else take a crack at a goalie mask, and that seems like a really good reason to do it.
I'm sorry, I started reading the comments on the Russian Machine page, and I'm just going to close this.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. Because I was looking at the design. I liked it, but I can absolutely see. Oh. Hey, did you ask us? All right, my bad. You're right. Sorry. Can you do this for me? Yes. Okay. Thank you.
That's pretty much how it went down.
Yeah, pretty much. It was
name calling, no nastiness.
Oh, I did see a few people on Twitter try to drag it.
Well, that's Twitter.
But people were like, hey, no. He my bad.
You leave Holt Beast alone. He's a good man.
While you were complaining on your computer, he was marching in Washington during Pride parades and Pride Month and Pride Week and everything LGBTQ and Black Lives Matter. You shut up. Everybody was real quick to be like, no, this doesn't happen. I don't care where he was traded to. Shut up.
What was up with his turtles?
They got in.
They got in, yeah.
They got the paperwork worked out, and Honey and Maple are now Canadian citizens.
COVID turtles.
Honey and Maple.
Yeah, Honey and Maple.
Where's Holt be from?
Saskatoon.
He is Canadian. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Western Canadian.
Excuse me. I should have known. I have breaking news. Today it was announced by Oscar Lindblom's girlfriend that 369, nice, days after Oscar learned he had cancer, his scans after the second checkup are completely clear.
Excellent.
And for those who don't know, he went through cancer treatment, missed most of last season, played the last game of the playoffs where they were eliminated. And the good news is I think Oscar is, you know, back to 100% speed forward, which is good because he's a damn good hockey player, and I'm very happy to see. Plus, he owns a Dachshund, so he's immediately one of my favorites. Now I regret not buying the reverse retro and putting Lindblom's name on it because of the wiener dog. Damn it. Always something. I'm kidding. But I will say this. This is the year-end episode. When the smoke clears, and like I said, that light is at the end of the tunnel, and when we're finally out of this tunnel, well, first of all, I'm going to remember the impatient ones, and I would like you to all stay away from me. I have nothing nice to say about you or to you anymore. But for those who were on the journey of trying to just get through with the rest of us, I will be looking forward to all hockey coming back full bloom. Also encourage people to realize it's not going to be, you know, from 0 to 60 when the vaccine gets put into your arm. Take it one day at a time. And another year or two will be, I refuse to use the phrase back to normal because of the connotations that I use with that. So I'm going to refrain, but we'll all be meeting up in a couple of years to watch hockey together again. Except for that one dude, I'm going to fight that guy, but I had to put a twist on it. With that being said, if there's nothing else, Kelly, you don't have social media, but thank you for staying on this journey with us. This is 8 years, I think, of the podcast. That was an endorsement. Great. Paul, where do people follow you?
To be fair, we'd be having these conversations even if there wasn't a podcast.
I know, but that's why I wanted to make a podcast about it. I'll never forget. I told Dean we're gonna do a hockey podcast. We're gonna start our own channel. He goes, "Why the fuck are you not doing it on our channel?" I'm like, "All right, sorry, Jesus, I didn't know." But yeah, so thanks to Dean for telling us to get it going, and we did it for a couple weeks. We were having fun, and you were like, "Hey, I know this guy. His name's Paul. We should get him on." And then the next week, he was a permanent member. Or next month, it was quick.
It was.
And now he's heading his own ship called Stadium Journey, and I'm just sitting at the back rowing.
Yeah, it was funny the first time I came on. It's like, yeah, we'll have you on for 10, 20 minutes, and I think we're on for 2 hours.
It was like an hour 45 or something.
And yeah, it's like, yeah, I think that went okay. you want to come do it again? Yeah, sure.
Do you want to just stay on the show, Paul? Yeah, all right. Now I do two podcasts. But anyway, where can people follow you on Twitter?
As long as you're socially distant, you can follow me at PuckmanRI.
Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. The podcast will be on VOCNation.com. On your smartphone, podcast app, type in VOC Nation Radio Network. You'll find our podcast there with advertisements. I'm glad I'm keeping you up, Paul, during the outros. I appreciate it.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, I did. Oh, boy. You're very tired, man. If those who... Speaking of people taking it patient during the pandemic, Paul has worked every single day in a very crowded medical facility. I'll say it like that. He gets a pass on the yawns. Anyway, Kelly does not get a pass on the yawns. Knock it off. But yes, twitch.tv/DanLaw83. If you're not there already watching me, watch the finished episode, youtube.com/DanLaw83. For Kelly, Paul, I'm Dan. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. See you in 2021, albeit from 6 feet across away. Good night.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists, and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Since 2012, HIAC Talk Radio has been bringing you the best of independent wrestling and wrestling on the worldwide scale with interviews and other segments, now featuring The Wrestling Historian with Craig Ligon every Thursday night at 6 p.m. at VOCNation.com, or go to your Android or iPhone and type in VOC Nation Radio Network and subscribe to the greatest wrestling podcast network in the world. Listen to HIAC Wrestling Podcast today.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
the worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.